The cheers of the celebration of the peace after the end of World War II in 1945 had barely died down before the Cold War was on. Although the two main adversaries, the United States and the Soviet Union, never faced each other in outright war, the situation was tense, and that affected greatly world politics. The world was divided into two distinct blocks of power, one to the west, led by the United States, and one to the east, headed by the Soviet Union.
The only morality they recognize is what will further their cause.
The two superpowers also had their military alliances, NATO and the Warsaw Pact. Sweden was not a member of any military alliance during the Cold War, since the nation wished to remain neutral in case of war. And to prove to the rest of the world that this wish was sincere, Sweden aimed for a strong national defense. If the country was attacked anyway, it was assumed that the West would come to Sweden's aid because in ideology, economy, and culture, Sweden had much closer ties to the West than to the East. Throughout this exhibition, you will meet Swedish people, some renowned, some unknown, and in the films shown here, they will tell you about their own experiences from the 1980s. It was a time when the Cold War became very visible close to the Swedish people, not least because of what happened along the Swedish-Baltic coast. The exhibition aims to show that the Cold War was not just about military issues and security policies, but something that affected people in their everyday life, in Sweden as well as in other countries.